Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, welcome back, my baby boomer friends, to the podcast that never seems to end. That's right, it's Another Day Above Ground, the podcast just for baby boomers. And today we've got a real treat for you, but let me begin by introducing my two baby boomer partners. First, from the state of Indiana, the man I call the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, I just saw a study that 36% of Americans worry they won't have enough money to pay their bills. The other 64% just don't open them.
That's because I thought you were going to say the other 64% are voting for Bernie Sanders.
Or sending their kids to a college where the keynote speaker is going to pay for their college with their fingers crossed.
There exactly, you go. Exactly. And those, of course, are the words of Carolyn Strauss from the Mile High City of Denver.
Hey, guys.
Well, I thought we'd do something different today, because normally we address different issues that baby boomers might have. But today I thought we'd do something different in that the news, the only good part of the news, granted there's a lot of bad news out there, the only good thing in the news seems to revolve around James Holzhauer. James is the current Jeopardy champion, having earned over $2 million. And everybody thinks that he's just the smartest guy in the world. And so he's set to surpass the other guy. Was it Ken Jennings? And he's supposed to even be more than him. And I'm thinking, all right, he seems smart. But, you know, he only knows stuff that he studied. What would he do about baby boomer question. See, it's even hard to say, let alone answer the question. But if the questions were all about things relevant to baby boomers, how would he do? And I don't think he would do that well. So what we have done is we have constructed a special baby boomer quiz show today that you can play along with right there at home and or in your car or wherever you happen to be listening. Because Carolyn and I are going to serve as the moderators and ask different trivia questions relating to baby boomers and the stuff we lived through. Tim didn't do his homework, so he's going to be answering all of them. But that's because he is the Aristotle of comedy, so I don't expect him to get any wrong. But that's going to be it. And you guys can play Carolyn.
I think we have to phrase him so that he has to answer in the form of a question. For example, she played Catwoman on Batman. You'd have to answer who is
Julie Newmar or Eartha Kitt
or
Pearl Bailey.
No, Pearl Bailey. No, there was one more, Tim.
Wow.
Who is? Do you know, Dale?
Junior Seau. No, Lee, that's the answer to another one.
Lee Merriweather. She was in one episode playing Catwoman.
And there you have it, Lee Merriweather, the correct answer. So now you guys see how this game is going to go. So it's going to be going to be questions that nobody knows the answers to. So let me start out with an easy one. And when Carolyn is reading, Tim and I will try to answer what I'm reading, vice versa. What builds strong bodies 12 ways? What builds strong bodies?
Oh, no, I heard it and I know it and I just can't remember which one it was.
Milk bones. My dog's gonna be 14. He's got a strong body. It's milk bones, right?
Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread, that's it.
That artificial bread that came in the big loaves, but it was all impacted with iron and minerals, and it built strong bodies 12 ways.
Okay, what was your favorite way of eating Wonder Bread?
I guess just right out of the package with butter on it. I mean, I didn't have a favorite way. It's not what I would have ordered for a last meal back then.
Soaked in a beaten egg and fried in butter.
Mmm.
Okay, French toast, Wonder Toast.
So I grew up in New England. I don't know if this is a thing where you guys were in the Chicago area in the Midwest. Did you ever have a Fluffer Nutter?
Yeah, but I take Gas-X. It doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, my God. Marshmallow fluff and peanut butter on Wonder Bread. That might be my last meal request, Dale. I think that might be it.
The only trouble is coming finding Wonder Bread.
and fluff. I don't think they even sell fluff anymore.
They do. Costco World Market actually has it. So here's a little tip for our baby boomer friends. If you guys need some marshmallow fluff, they do sell it at Costco World Market. I saw it there once.
Yeah, and there's an endorsement.
Do you remember the song?
Oh my God, no. Do you?
It takes fluff, fluff, fluff to make a fluffer nutter. Then you spread, spread, spread it with the peanut butter and eat, eat, eat. Do you remember that?
And you didn't know Wonder Bread. I can't.
Okay, I got one. How many compartments in a Swanson TV dinner?
Oh.
Four. The entree, the dessert, the alleged mashed potatoes, and the corn and carrots. I'll go with four. Final answer.
Tim?
That sounds good to me.
There were five.
Five.
Oh. There were five. Don't you remember the either apple cobbler or peach goo was like in the middle one and the top, and then there were two next to it. Then there was the one next to the main course, but the one with the main course always got next to the main course always got gooed over by the gravy because you couldn't cook it in a microwave because we didn't have any.
But it was also an aluminum tray.
So
would have caused a little bit of a fire. It's I could never. I hated them. I loved the concept, but I could never eat them without getting a little bit of aluminum.
Biting down on a filling. That's always a good deal.
Yeah. When you scrape that last bit of mashed potatoes, you always seem to get a little aluminum shaving, just enough to excite your fillings.
I can't enjoy mashed potatoes if they don't have a little aluminum in them now.
I had a buddy he had great teeth, no fillings. He's the only person I've ever met, never had a single filling, and to freak people out he would take a gum wrapper and chew it. That was hilarious. It didn't bother him, did not faze him a bit, but everyone that watched it just cringed.
Oh, here, stick your tongue in this 9-volt battery. Let's see if that does anything.
Does it? Did you guys ever try that? You were boys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how you test if it's good or
does
not.
Does it do something to your tongue?
I still did. Yeah. I was running a phone line for my mom, and I couldn't tell which line was the right one. So I just connected a 9-volt battery to one end, and then just licked all the wires until I tasted it.
Okay. Now that's high tech.
Boomer electrical work. We don't call nobody if we don't have to.
Don't know if that's boomer or redneck.
All right, I got a good question. I'm going to read the names of some lesser-known characters on a popular TV show that every boomer probably watched. And as soon as you can want to guess the name of the TV show, you let me know. First character's name is Baby Puss. Baby Puss. Second character's name is Hoppy. Hoppy. Third character is Arnold. Arnold. Fourth character is Pearl Slaghoople.
Oh, I got
and
it.
And the one that'll give it away. We'll give it to you, Tim. But
oh, that Slaghoople gave it away for me.
Yeah, this is the one that'll give it away. Here, it's the best one. Harry Masonry. What is it, Tim?
Baby, Flintstones.
Flintstones, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't get any until I saw the Slag Hoople either. Yeah.
I do not remember Baby Puss.
Baby Puss, I learned, was the tiger that he kicked out the door every night. The saber-toothed tiger.
Oh.
Yeah. Had a name, and that was Baby Puss. I don't know who the other one is. I don't know who Arnold or Gumby or whatever the hell the other one was, but...
Yeah, Baby Puss sounds like something else.
Sounds like a character in a James Bond movie.
early James Bond.
Yeah, the boy Bond.
The prequel.
The name is Puss, Baby Puss. That's good. All right, Carolyn, your turn for a question.
Okay. What was a sea monkey, and where could you get it?
It was brine shrimp, and you would put it in your fish tank for your fish to eat, so you'd get it at the pet store. But it was dehydrated, so they would come to life when they hit the water.
That's amazing. So I never knew that you could feed them to your fish. I used to buy them from the ads from the back of my Teen Beat magazine, mm-hmm. and they had ads for them, and they'd come in a little package. So here's the thing I didn't know. Brine shrimp can hibernate because they used to live in oceans where it would dry up, and they created a way for them to hibernate. So when they dehydrated, they could be rehydrated, which I think is what my undead now plan is. I think I want to be dehydrated until they figure out what the problem is. I'll weigh so little, and which is exciting for me. And then they can rehydrate me when they figure a cure for dying. Huh. I want to be a sea monkey.
Yeah, that'll be coming right up.
Live in the little sea monkey castle that they never quite looked like the picture. They look more like monkeys in the picture.
They never had the pitchfork like in the picture. Do you remember the little sea monkey that was like?
They actually looked like little biological swimmers that, you know, everybody, not everybody has, but.
Half the population.
Yeah, they know how to get out of it.
Craving. Yeah.
Okay, who said this? This is a famous quote baby boomers should know. Who said, never trust anybody over 30?
I have no idea who said that originally. I know it was a popular phrase. I don't know who said it originally.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. I was thinking Woodstock.
Pulitzer Prize, not Pulitzer Prize, but the other one, the Nobel Prize winner, Bob Dylan.
And now the guy who now says, "You hear my last album? Now you know I was right."
All right, let's have another one, Carolyn.
Okay. When we were little and we would go to the gas station and our parents would fill up the car, what were we so excited to get from the inside of the gas station that you could only collect there?
Urinal cakes.
I don't know. I wasn't.
Oh.
I wasn't on vacation with you, Carolyn, so I don't know exactly what it was. I know for me, I got a big kick out of the Shell presidential coins.
Ooh, that's interesting.
They had the presidents of the United States, and if you got it was the first one that I realized how these things work. If you collected certain presidents, you'd win money. And the way it was is that they would give you, you know, there were certain presidents that were all easy, and then there would be presidents that you just couldn't get. And so that, you know, they were very rare to get, like the John F. Kennedy. And the presidency of the United States never had a complete set, because if you did, you'd be a millionaire.
Wow.
But that's how I remember.
I'd just try and get some candy or something to eat. I was just a little fat kid. I didn't want anything to
say. They didn't. You know what? They didn't have candy in those days. They had valve stem caps.
which, if you soak them in sugar, they're not bad. They're chewy for the whole trip.
Okay, so when I
starter
cook,
fluid.
They had
so I'm guessing I mean,
collectible jelly jars. Do you remember those glasses that had like cartoon characters on them, and you could only get them at the gas station? And I had we had a whole shelf in our cabinet growing up of all of the different jelly glasses that had the Flintstones was one of them on it, and the Jetsons was on it, and the Bonanza guys were on it. It was very fun. They were all
maybe
little...
maybe you could only get certain ones at the gas stations, because I know we used to get them in the grocery store and stuff, but maybe it was only maybe certain characters were licensed by the gas station company. But yeah, jelly jar glasses, yeah, we had a bunch of them.
No, I remember. They had the Looney Tunes Taco Bell glasses.
Yes,
that were really popular when we were in high school.
We didn't have Taco Bell near me until like 6 years ago, growing up. So there were no Taco Bells in the Northeast.
Well, gas stations.
Oh, really?
Gas stations, Taco Bell, what's the difference?
Fill her up and let her rip. There you go. Either way. And speaking of slogans, tell me this. What product was this slogan for? A little dab will do ya.
Oh, I got that one.
I think I know.
What, Carol? Okay.
Was it Brill Cream?
Yes, it was. Yes,
there
it was.
You go. I never knew what it was for, but...
He just used it as a personal slogan. Hey,
I was going to say, it's like dabble, KY, right? A little dabble do ya. It's the same thing.
Oh, your turn, Carolyn. Your question.
Okay, what's a church key?
Oh, I know that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys both know what that is? I've never heard of it before my whole life. I'm looking this up, and it says, what's a church key? I'm like, it's a key to a church. And why would anybody other than a pastor person have that?
No, it's a specific style of bottle opener.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
it has, a round end for bottles and a pointed end for cans.
So we used to have those, but they didn't call it a church key. Why do they call it a church key? Can you break into a church with it?
No, because I think when you lied to your parents and saying you were going to church when you're in high school, that I think that's where I always thought that's where it came from. It looks like a key. It's kind of key shaped, but I think the joke, that was the joke. It was you sneak in the back, pick up a bulletin, and then go drinking beer with your buddies.
Okay.
All right, I got a question about the TV show MASH, and Alan Alda played Benjamin Franklin Hawkeye Pierce, and he used to talk all the time about where he came from. Where'd he come from?
Appleton something, wasn't it?
Appleton? I thought he was from Maine.
He is from Maine. Yeah, I don't know if there was an exact city mentioned or not, but he was from Maine. Maybe it could have been Apple, Maine. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We have to look that up.
All right.
Maybe there is no Appleton, Maine. Maybe it's like Springfield.
Do you know there actually is a South Park, though? And it's not that far from me. It's here in Colorado. Huh.
Well, darn.
Yeah. Huh. Dale, when you come here, I can take you to South Park. If you get a couple of, you know, days with nothing to do.
I could go there and kill Kenny.
So, and meet some friends of mine.
That's funny. Okay. Who is Mr. Ed? Too easy.
No kidding. What followed the words every night? What followed the words? Good night, Chet.
No idea.
Carolyn, do you got an idea?
Nope.
Good night, David.
Night, David. Huntley Brinkley report.
Oh.
Yeah, you were probably doing something else.
Yeah, I was
a little dab. I don't know.
Breastfeeding or something. I was very
I barely remember Huntley Brinkley. I just knew that was their tag.
Yeah. I remember seeing them. But
okay. What was Walter Cronkite's tagline?
And that's the way it is.
Is.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Dan Rather. Remember Dan Rather's tagline? Lasted about a week.
Yes, I can't.
Anybody?
Oh man, well, I remember it, and I can see it's something that
mattered. Yeah, because Walter Cronkite, it was such, you know, so enigmatic. It's Dan Rather figured he had to do one, but he had to modernize it. So he didn't wear a suit; he wore a sweater. He didn't wear a tie; he wore a sweater, and didn't sit behind the desk. He leaned on his desk. And then he had his tagline, and all that lasted for about a week before his boss said, "Put on a damn tie and sit behind the desk, you young punk, and get rid of that tagline. It's stupid."
What was it? Don't smack me or something. I forget.
Yeah. What's the frequency?
That's
Kenneth?
The frequency.
That's it. No, his tagline was courage.
Really?
Yeah, that's the news for today. I'm Dan Rather. Courage.
That's a lot of guts.
He was channeling the Cowardly Lion or something.
Courage.
Okay, I got one more. Who sang the national anthem at the end of the day of the TV day?
Oh man, I didn't know it was. I remember the black and white flag going up there, and the national anthem, and then the entire tube turning into a single white dot in the center of the screen.
First you'd have that squiggly thing with the Indian.
Yeah, yeah.
But we being growing up in Detroit, we're on the border of Windsor. We would actually play the Canadian national anthem before the U.S. So we'd get both.
Cool. Oh.
And it was, I don't think anyone sang it. I think it was just instrumental in where I grew up.
I have no idea who sang it.
Nobody. It was just instrumental. That was a trick.
Oh, jeez.
I got it right.
You did get it right, Tim.
I actually got it right. It's I saw that a lot. I was always a vampire, always up late.
Me
so
too.
I saw that a lot.
Too. I was a late night person.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Here's a line from a real popular TV show back in the 60s. And this is from their song. When it's least expected, you're elected. You're the star today. Carolyn looks like she knows it.
I'm finding it. Oh, man.
Ba-da. When it's least expected, you're elected. You're the star it's your today. Luck.
Oh.
Ba-da. Smile. You're on candid camera.
Right. Oh, man. Now life is candid camera, man. You can't go anywhere without
exactly.
a camera following
exactly.
you. Really? Life in the 2020s should be called candid camera.
No. Do you remember Alan Funt's movie release, his major movie? Do you remember at all?
No.
It's What Do You Say to a Naked Lady?
I remember the title now, yes.
And
yes.
It was rated someplace, I think it might have been rated X, but it was basically what they would do is they would have someone in a situation and then a naked lady would walk in.
Wow. I'm friends with his daughter, Juliette Funt. Do you know Juliette? She's a member of NSA.
Yeah, I've met her.
And she has some interesting stories about that particular time. It's really a lot of fun. Maybe we should get her on the show and do a candid camera show.
That is a really good idea. Let's do that.
All right, you're in charge. It's also your question.
Oh, okay. I only have one or two more. What is a ducktail and why?
Why is the question without an answer? Much like the man bun or the mullet.
Yes.
The ducktail was the why of its day.
But it was called that because it was also called a duck's ass or a DA. And because when you look at the back end of a duck, it flips up like that and was... was called the duck's ass, and some of us may have had a version of it.
Did you? Did you guys have ducktails?
I still do. Are you kidding?
Yeah, we're talking on your head, Tim.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Perhaps in the 60s, the most famous wedding, the most watched wedding would have been
I know this already.
Between two people on a TV show. Who were they and what show?
Tiptoe through the tulips.
By the window.
Oh, Carolyn's still looking at me like I'm.
I know who Tiny Tim is, but I didn't know he got married.
Got married on the Tonight Show.
On the Tonight Show.
Yeah,
he got married on the Tonight Show.
On the Tonight Show. To Miss Vicky.
Did they stay married?
I don't believe so. No.
No.
He finally agreed.
Their marriage lasted as long as his celebrity. Coincidentally.
Wow, it's like the first version of The Bachelor. That's nice.
And the other big thing from the Tonight Show back then was he had an actor on who played an Indian in one of the series, and he was showing him how to throw a tomahawk, and the tomahawk landed at the wooden target, right in the wiener zone, pointing down. And who was that threw that tomahawk?
Fess Parker.
No, not Fess Parker. He played he played Mingo on the show.
Same show?
Same show.
On F True? Was it F True?
No, it wasn't F True. No.
Okay.
The show was Daniel Boone, I think. And he played Mingo.
Which you try to get away with that in the 21st century. It was my Indian guide Mingo. there's a real funny viral video because right now axe throwing is a big thing. Did you know this?
I saw that. And the one where it bounced back.
Yeah, where the girl throws it and it bounces back and she ducks just as it careens over her head. It's It really makes you, if you were thinking of adding axe throwing to your bar, it really is going to make your insurance salesman think twice about allowing it.
And I'm trying to find the guy's name right now because I lost the answer to it. So I'm looking up Mingo and I'm not getting it. So you folks out there, if you know who it was, and I can picture him. His name has just vanished from me. He's a very famous actor. And just talk amongst yourselves. I'll see if I can find him.
I'm guessing he wasn't Native American.
No, he was not. I believe he was Jewish.
Same difference.
Jewish or Italian. All the Native Americans from our youth were Jewish or Italian.
It was Ed Ames. Ed Ames.
Apparently, Ed Ames well.
Yeah, he didn't aim too well that time. And with that, our official quiz is come to an end, my friends. I hope that you had as much fun as we did. We would love to hear from you. If you go to our website, anotherdayaboveground.com, you will be able to leave us a message. You can hear all of our episodes there, but you can also leave us a message. You can contact any one of us by pressing on our picture, but there's a comment form. We want to hear what you want to hear more about. Other than that, any last words, Carolyn?
No, I'm good. I look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Okay, and look for Carolyn in an upcoming, not to be announced yet, commercial for an unknown product as of yet. But she is the star of it. So we'll talk more about that next time. Tim, any last words?
If you're in the Minneapolis Twin Cities area, I'm doing my 8th annual Crash and Burn show.
I saw that posted. That's a great concept.
Yeah, 4 comics, 7 shows, 20 minutes each. Either write a new act or die trying.
That's beautiful. And I have nothing new to announce other than please go to DaleIrvin.com, sign up for the Friday Funnies, and I promise to make you laugh at your computer every single Friday. That being said, thank you so much for listening. Go out and celebrate, because after all, today is another day above ground.
And that's it for another day above ground.
For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.